appreciate what you've done with this young man. He's been a great encouragement to me, very humble. We are very blessed as a church to have him as a deacon. And he can successfully take the word of God and speak to our hearts and souls. So Matt, take as much time as you need. Amen. You good?
We'll see. Got a pillow to set up back here or something in case I pass out. All right.
Set a good example.
Is this, Douglas, we good? You can hear me? Okay. Well, as Pastor said, you know, we had a deacon's meeting yesterday, and so I was scheduled for that one. And so, you know, I'd been working on that, working on it for a while. Pastor had mentioned, hey, maybe you can share that with the church in the meeting, but he didn't quite say it would be today. So, but, you know, I just want to take a moment. I know, you know, everybody knows Josh had a seizure episode on Monday, and so he had a couple days where he was definitely not himself. You know, that happens, and of course, as his parents, we get very concerned, worried, don't know what's going to happen, short term, long term, all of that. And you know, I just want to thank everybody for praying for him. He went back to school Thursday, Friday. He you know, it impacts his memory as well. So he had a couple days where, you know, he couldn't remember things during the episode. You know, he doesn't even know names. So it's very difficult to see him in that scenario. And I just want to thank everybody for praying for him. And, you know, I know we lifted up him in prayer on Wednesday. And, you know, it's encouraging when you have a church family that does that. And I'm sure you guys have been praying for him even since. And so I appreciate that. And so, yeah, let's get going. All right, so Mark 6. You want to open your Bibles there. We'll start out here. Yeah. Okay. I don't feel quite as nervous as I did last time, you know, starting off last time. But I definitely am not easy. So if you're a visitor here tonight, please come back, irregardless of what I say or do. So, all right, Mark 6. Got it. We're going to be in verse 45, and we're going to read down to 52. Prior to this, right, was just the feeding of the 5,000, right? The miracle there. And so here we see verse 45. It says, "And straightway he constrained his disciples," talking about Jesus, "to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray." Verse 47, when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. Verse 50, for they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. For they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for the privilege we have to gather. Father, we thank you for this facility as well, Lord, and just the comforts that we have here, Father, and the air conditioning, Lord, and Lord, we're thankful for that working and having power and all these things. Lord, we just, again, pray that you would meet with us tonight. Lord, help us to be not just hearers, Father, but doers of the word, Lord. Lord, we pray that you'd open our hearts and minds to receive whatever it is that'll be said. Lord, the things that maybe I don't say something specific, for, Lord, but you can still speak with you from your word, Lord, and work on our hearts and minds. In irregardless of what I say, Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth that it contains, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this passage is also seen in Matthew and John, and this is when Jesus walks on water. But as I said, I was, you know, anticipating giving a devotion for the deacon's meeting, and so I had a variety of thoughts and avenues I was thinking of going, but you know, as I was reading in Mark this week, You know, this passage really stood out in light of, you know, recent Miller family events. We were on vacation not that long ago, and guess what? We get there, and then we find out there's going to be a hurricane, right? So, great. And not only that, you're on an island that there's no way to go. So, you can't avoid it. But anyway. Yeah. The first thing I see, verse 48, right? Jesus saw their toiling. It says, and he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. Right? So, Webster's 1828 defines toiling as laboring in pain. John 6:19 tells that they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, which is somewhere between 3 and 4 miles. And with Jesus showing up in the fourth watch of the night, which is 3 to 6 a.m., we know that by then they would have been rowing for hours, which helps explain why they would be exhausted. A few years ago, I think in early August, we took a little family vacation. We went out to northern Michigan. We stayed in a lake house for a couple days. And this lake house happened to have there was a paddle boat, I think maybe a canoe or two, and then there was a rowboat. The rowboat itself, you know, I think there's only three bench seats in it. And so one of the afternoons, Ryan said he wanted to go on the water. So he's okay. So he took the canoe, right? And then I had Josh and Katie. And so I took them out on the rowboat. And, you know, we found out that it takes a certain level of effort and coordination, right, between participants to even go in a straight line. I mean, this was a small lake, right? This is not the Sea of Galilee, right? But and it was a calm day. And, you know, even for us, right, just to maneuver that, you know, and stay on it. I mean, I don't think it got too rocky, but, you know, it takes effort, right? There was no wind, though, right? We weren't rowing in the face of winds and all of this. But there's, you know, there's effort that goes into that. Certainly the disciples were far more capable and experienced on the water. But the winds of life can change direction so quickly. One moment it's smooth sailing, and the next you feel like you're rowing straight into the wind. The disciples were toiling in rowing. So the question I'll ask, is there something that you're toiling in or through? Right, so just as Jesus saw his disciples toiling that night, he sees our struggles today. And so we can be thankful that nothing we encounter is hidden from him. Next thing I saw, verses 49 and 50, the disciples saw something troubling. It says in 49, but when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. Webster's defines troubled as disturbed, agitated, afflicted, annoyed. We know we are easily impacted by what we see or think we see. Jeremiah writes in Lamentations 3:15, mine eye affecteth mine heart. One other passage I wanted to go to where we also see this same word, troubled, is John 11, 32 and 33. And so I'll just read that real quick. I'm sure you're very familiar with that, but this is when Jesus saw Mary being troubled with the death of Lazarus. It says in verse 32 of chapter 11 of John, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Right? So we could see there, Jesus himself was troubled. This is the same word. And here the disciples are in the midst of the sea, right? There's, you know, it's the middle of the night. It's dark, right? I think everybody would agree that's not the place that you would want to be, right? As I mentioned, I saw and experienced some things with Josh early this week that troubled me. It re-triggered or elevated my fears and concerns on what both the short-term and the long-term looked like for him. When will it happen again? where will we be? And I'm sure we've all seen things in our own families that have been troubling at times and possibly still troubling. But there's hope. Verses 50 and 51. It says, "And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." Amen. Verse 51 adds, "The wind ceased." The disciples couldn't have asked for any better words than those of Jesus. Short, sweet, and to the point. In two commands wrapped around him announcing his presence, he encourages his disciples to cheer up and not be afraid. Yet how often and how easy can it be for me or for us to have moments of worry and fear when we forget what he's already done for us in the past and in the present? So it's a short message, really, but in conclusion, just as Jesus saw, spoke, stepped in for his disciples, he remains present in our lives today. Whether the winds are contrary or our hearts are troubled by what we see, his words still stand. Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. The song that the lady sung tonight, you know, it was a perfect, it fits in so well. God holds tomorrow is what they sang, for my good and for his glory. I think it's easy to, you know, miss that and things that you may be going through and, you know, things you don't want to go through, but you just have to remember that it's for my good and his glory. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord, the encouragement that we can get from it, Lord, the strength that you can give us through it as well. And Father, pray that you would comfort us, comfort our hearts, Lord. Lord, we do want to be used of you. And Father, help us to do that. Lord, we thank you for visitors night. Thank you for just the ability to meet, Lord. Thank you for the word and for your word and the truths that it contains, Father, and the help that we can get from it. Lord, I pray that we would go out of here changed, Lord, that we would allow you to manifest, Lord, yourself in our lives. Lord, help us to be whatever it is that you desire for us, Lord. Pray that you grow us into a fruitful tree, Lord. Lord, we thank you for loving us all in all that you do for us. In your name we pray. Amen.